Well, that's a hoot owl, I reckon. Swamp owl makes that.
Okay. And what about a bird that pecks on a tree trunk?
Well, there's a number of different ones I think pecks on. The woodpecker, and then there's a, my husband calls him a loggerhead. I don't know what kind of bird that is.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the blue jays, they peck on trees too sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And we've had a big bird here this spring. I don't remember what he called it. They say there's not very many of them in this country. It's almost as large as a crow. We saw two of them around here.
A woodpecker kind of thing?
Yeah, something similar to that. Has a long bill. And he pecks on trees. This sycamore tree out here, he liked to eat it up back down where it was. The lightning struck it years ago, and a lot of it died down in there.
Uh-huh.
And he just pecked that rotten wood out till it was a sight right out here in front of the house.
For goodness sake.
I don't know what kind of bird they are. I don't remember what he called them.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether that was the right name or not. But he says they say there's not many of these in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
but there was two here this spring, and I'm sure they're nesting somewhere, uh-huh. unless they leave and go somewhere else to nest.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't know about that.
Well, that is interesting. Maybe they'll start coming around.
Mm-hmm. But they're larger than ordinary birds.
Mm-hmm. Well, what color are they?
Colored a little like a woodpecker. They have a little red place on their head, and most of the body is black.
Uh-huh.
Might be a few shiny feathers on them, and when they fly away, you can see a few white feathers on the wings when they spread the wings out.
Mm-hmm.
But I reckon you'd call them black, most of black, but they do have a red spot on their head and a few white wing feathers when they fly away.
They sound pretty.
They are pretty, real pretty.
Let's see. Oh, what about a little animal that has it's black and it has a white stripe down its back?
Oh, skunk.
Okay, do you have those?
Oh, yeah.
In this area?
And I'll take up so much of your time.
No, I'm having
fun. When we were curing tobacco up in the land, the tobacco barn, there was some little baby skunks in a gopher hole.
Oh.
And they would come out and play, come out around it. They were the prettiest little things.
Oh, I bet
to see the little,
sweet.
There was
yeah.
three of them that come out of that gopher hole and play out on the outside of the hole. But if they saw you or made any fuss, they scooted back in that gopher hole.
Uh-huh.
They were real pretty. And I've heard people say that they made the best pets if you'd get them and get rid of the musk.
Mm-hmm.
So they made good pets. Well, they're real pretty little
yeah,
black
they
things
are.
With that
real
bushy
pretty.
Tail and that white stripe. They're pretty.
What about squirrels? What kinds of squirrels do you have?
Well, we have two different kinds. A fox squirrel, that's a large one. And then the ordinary squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Brown looking with a pretty bushy tail.
Okay. Do you have chipmunks or ground squirrels here?
Yes, we do, but they're small. They're not very big.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see them very often. They travel a lot of times at night.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the term vomit?
Vomit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, now what
well, I think that's exactly. any of these animals, the varmints.
Uh-huh.
I think that's not any particular one. I think that could be a coon and possum and different. Any of them.
There'd be a skunk and a yeah. squirrel and...
Yeah. Any of them, I think, would be referred to as a varmint.
Okay.
Not no particular one.
Okay. What about rats and mice? Would they be varmints?
Rodents, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
Pest.
Okay.